Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast Extravaganza! Like raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, Patches and Stitches will be your new favorite thing. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe and share, and leave us comments. We love comments. Now for our first segment, The Rundown.
Very nice. So this week in Simpsonville, we get to meet a new character, Frank Grimes, or Grimy. Frank Grimes is a self-made man who had a tough upbringing. He had to deliver presents to other children and was blown up in a sidle accident. But through his perseverance and hard work, he ends up getting a job at the power plant with Homer, Lenny, and Carl. And realizes that Homer is not the hardest working person or polite or even nice to be around. And starts asking around, why does Homer have such a opportunity to work at the power plant with everyone else? Meanwhile, Bart takes over a building downtown and owns his own factory in the B story. Back to Grimes, he tries to prove that Homer's an idiot by having a fake contest power plant, a children's power plant display. And when Homer beats all the other kids, and the plant just congratulates him and loves him, Frank Grimes, or Grimy, gets so upset that he electrocutes himself and dies.
I was really excited about your rundown this week because that's how much I like this episode. Even your terrible rundown, it's like living in a little cocoon of happiness.
Okay. When you realized that we were going to watch the Grimy episode, and then you watched it, did it live up to your memories?
It did live up to my memories. Since we've started this podcast, I've been watching each episode that you tell us to watch every week, and then I catch new Simpson episodes, and sometimes I catch other Simpson episodes, and this is one that I've watched since we started this podcast, on top of the other Simpson podcasts, and I've watched it 3 times this week, and it's good.
Oh my goodness. I was bragging before the podcast how I watched it twice. We did not make rules that you... I thought when we started the podcast that you can't just watch random Simpson episodes, huh? You can just watch whatever you want, whenever you want.
You can't control me. I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
That'd be a stupid rule anyway. I never tried to make it. I was just wondering if there was a rule out there. You fight back all the time. Keep up the good fight, Stitches.
So... here's my first question for you. What is your favorite out of all the great grimy jokes in this episode? What is your number one scene or number one joke?
So you were going right to that, huh? That's a good one though. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Does it have to have Grimy in it?
No. I mean, well, yes, because I
specifically it can't be from the B story.
No, it can't be from the B story. It has to be your favorite Grimy memory.
So it's got to be like a Grimy memory or just something I picked up this time? Or
no, a scene that Grimy's in that you love so much.
There's the one where Homer comes into his office and he does not want Homer to be there. And he says, Homer, I really don't want you in the office. And then Homer's like, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that. And then Homer just ad-libs for a while.
Take Do you remember me that out part? To the ball game.
Well, first he goes,
yes.
And then he's like, take me out to the ball. Yeah, that one sticks in my memory. And sometimes I will just be like, and super annoying to anyone else who's in the room. How about you? What's your favorite?
Well, let me tell you this, that I didn't think I'd have any nuggets or observations this week. And today when I was watching it, I noticed that scene specifically, that Homer's wearing a watch.
Yes.
Which caught my eye today. And I was like, they drew that specifically so that they could do that gag where he's having a meltdown in his section. And Grimy says, Simpson, that's a 5:13. And Homer looks at his watch. a 513. And then he's like, oh, a 513. And then checks it again.
I did notice he was wearing a watch, and that makes perfect sense. Just so they could do that joke, huh?
Just so that they could do that joke. So that's good definitely nugget. One of my favorite. But I also love the scene where Homer's eating his lunch. Yes. And he's like, you know, Homer's very like polite and apologetic, but then he takes three extra bites before he puts the sandwich back.
Yes.
I love that.
And then Grimey, I've noticed this both times I watched, Grimey throws the lunch away.
Yeah.
At first you're mad at Homer. You're like taking the extra bites and you're like, you might as well just finish it. Jeez.
Right.
Grimey. I love how they did that with Grimey, is that you understand why he's so upset with Homer. And the next part you're like, but I don't like Grimey. You know what I mean? Like, I still kind of like Homer more.
Yeah.
I also have, like, when you just said memories, one of my notes that I was going to throw at you is, were you shocked the first time the first time you watched it, that they killed Grimey?
I don't know if I was shocked. I was maybe surprised that how abruptly they did it.
I remember the first time that I watched a show, this episode, that they killed him off. I was a little bit like, wow. And this week when I watched it, the second time I watched it with my boys, and they recognize that right away. They're like, well, so did he die? Is he gone? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Grimey doesn't get to come back.
No, he's done.
He's done. So I think that's cool.
Do you think that the writers, after this episode came out and how much people love Grimey, do you think that they regret that at all?
I think at first they probably did not. They're like, yeah, that's exactly right. You know, like, we wanted you to care and to miss him and whatever else. But after about 2 or 3 years or 5 or 6, they're probably like, oh, man, we got some more Grimey jokes that we could be, we could be playing on. But I love it. I think Grimey is as popular as he is because of that, right?
Yeah.
We got him for one episode, and that was it.
It's not overplayed. It was like, yeah, the whole leave them wanting more kind of, yeah.
I think the fact that they killed him is just, it's like, you can't, don't bring him back. Don't try to bring him back. Didn't they bring back his son once, though?
They did. Or
something? Yes.
They did.
So they did try, right? They did try to actually bring it back a little bit.
And I think that failed.
Yep.
Not to jump to that episode, but I remember thinking it would have been cool if Sideshow Bob and Grimey's son paired up as a dynamic duel to take on the Simpsons.
And the Grimey's son, we shouldn't talk about that episode too much, but did he try to avenge his dad's death then?
He did.
Okay.
I was going to say, if you think about it, is there any other people that are against the Simpsons all the time besides Sideshow Bob?
And Grimey?
And Grimey, yeah. Does anybody else not like The Simpsons on a regular basis?
I'm trying to think of like a neighbor of theirs that would... Well, I mean, like Principal Skinner does not like Bart.
Right.
No, I don't know. Not Homer, though. Not like this. And that's why the show is good, this episode. So anyway, though, so when I was talking about his death, the funeral scene was another one.
Okay.
Do you remember that? I think I remember, like, when we first watched this one, and Reverend Lovejoy is burying him and saying the nice words, and he says Frank Grimes, or Grimey, as his friends like to call him.
Yes.
I just remember you and me just like, that's awesome.
Yes.
And then the whole funeral scene, how irreverent it is towards Grimey.
Right.
And not only, like, okay, so not only does it put a period, like, it caps the story, but it says, like, we are done with this character, like, Homer did not learn anything from this, and we are not going to take anything from this, right? He is back to how he is, you know?
That's true. You bring up an interesting point, because one of my favorite things about this whole episode is that everybody else is Team Homer. They're all for Homer, and every time Grimey tries to bring something up, like, Lenny and Carl are great this episode, because they're just like,
yes, they are.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Homer's Homer.
So I'm going to go back to your previous question. I'm going to have a poke the bear for you.
Okay.
When you're talking about Sideshow Bob and Grimey, have you ever had anyone hate you that you know, like, this person does not like me, and nothing I can do will make it up, and they do not like me?
Yes. Yes, I have had people feel that way about me, and I've constantly, like, I've been in Homer's situation where I'm like, I don't get it, like, I try to be nice, like, what am I missing? Like, what is happening that they dislike me this much?
But you knew that they didn't like you?
I just get the, you know, like, sometimes you get the sense that just the way that people, like, I'm just the way people treat you, you're like, oh, this person doesn't like me. Like, they're not feeling my vibes. And it's like, all right, well, try to kill them, you know, like the Mo Homer approach, try to kill them with kindness. And that just doesn't always work. Some people just don't fit well don't together.
Like, yeah.
Did that question spur come out of like an experience you've had?
Not really. But even though when you're talking, it just made me remember someone who hates, does not like me. But no, I what I liked about it is exactly how you describe it. So I have had that experience also, is that you really then you're like, why? You know, how about this one? Because I'll tell my story, is that a friend of mine, I was talking about another guy that we know. We'll call him Joe. I'm like, oh, Joe, don't. And my buddy goes, you know, Joe hates you. And I look at my other friend, and I'm like, because he was like, Joe was really good friends with another friend who was in that conversation. And I look at him like, Joe doesn't hate me, does he? And my other friend just looks right down at the ground. And I'm just like, you know, it was just like, boom. Well, here's the thing. It's like, I like Joe. I thought Joe was, you know, like a fun, nice guy. And so, yeah, every time I was around Joe, and I'm making that name up, of course, I tried to impress him. I just, you know what I mean? He's like, hey,
right.
Do you need something? Can I get you something? Why do you hate me? This episode did a nice job of that when Homer is so oblivious. I mean, in this case, he had cause. You and I don't have cause for people to hate us, right? No way.
Right. We're perfect.
Why? Yeah, there's no cause.
I'm awesome. But
when Homer finally got the realization that Grimey hates him, and he just is like, what can I, you know, I'll invite him over and serve him lobster. I'll do whatever I can.
You know, and that's the thing is that, and this is what irritates us a little bit about Grimey that you're talking about, is that there was nothing that Homer could do to win back Grimey, because even he changed the way that he was approaching the job. Frank Grimes was not happy until everybody hated Homer, right?
Yes. We should continue this conversation on a designated break hour.
Sincerely, Stitches.
We've probably been in Grimey's situation too, though, haven't we? Where you like really didn't like someone for whatever reason, and they were probably like, oh, Patches and Stitches love me and everything's fine. And then maybe they realize that. So we probably have been Grimey at one point in our life.
I try to be open to anybody, so I don't know. But that brings up my other poke the bear. At work, do you feel like you're a Grimey or a Homer?
I'm a Homer.
Are you?
Well, in what sense? Like, people like me or that I'm irresponsible?
I would say annoying to your other employees, your coworkers.
People like me. And I know that probably just blows your mind because of how I am. But I my inner Grimey comes out at home or in my personal life. And I just put on the pleasant hat as much as possible.
That's true.
What do you think? Are you a Grimey or are you a Homer?
I think I'm a Homer. And I think I like, because I think about the whole annoying aspect thing. And I think I am sometimes that annoying coworker who will pop into people's offices and just be like, beep, bop, beep, what's going on? But I think I can read people a little bit better than Homer Simpson and exit the room sooner.
I did that today. And actually today I was talking to this lady and we were just gossiping for too long. And I came back and I was talking to her about some work related. She's like, oh, I had to start that all over because I got timed out. Of, you know, like the website, and I realized that I had timed her out of the website. And I would yell at someone if they did that to me, you know, or I'd give them I can't talk right now, you know, I'm gonna get timed out of this website, so, you know, we can talk about this.
That's where I use another Simpson term, a time burglar. I'm not a time
burglar. Is that from
burglar.
Simpsons? I swear to God, I came up with that myself.
No, it's when Bart gets really focused, he's taking Focusin.
Yes.
And he's reading that book, yes. And Lisa sees, I'm not a time burglar. I think that's the episode.
Yes, all no, right. You're right.
So we haven't really talked about the B story, and you seem like you're hot for the B story. So give me your 2 cents about that.
Well, one more line that I did kind of laugh out loud about the grimy part first, when they're talking about the degrees that they have to work there, and how Homer got the job just because he was there on the first day. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I didn't even know what a nuclear power plant was.
Every time Homer and Grimey were on scene together, I thought, it's so funny.
The B story was excellent. Just what the doctor ordered. They got there pretty quick, and then they didn't take it too serious, but and that's one thing I was going to mention to you is I felt like the cuts were pretty quick back and forth. They didn't try to transition it softly or whatever. They would just cut to Bart in the factory, then they would cut back to Homer and Grimey. Every time they showed Bart in the factory, it was just a funny joke.
And that's exactly how I felt about it, is that they like took, all right, this would be a funny Bart moment, this would be a funny Homer and Grimey moment. And then they paired it well together and told the story for both stories. But it was cut well, where it was like, all right, here's like a little break from Grimey.
Yep.
I just, yeah.
And they briefly weaved up together, right? Just briefly when Grimey comes to the house and Homer introduces Bart. But, I mean, other than that, they just kept it completely separate. And like you said, they just gave each other, they used the B story how B story should be used. Like, okay, take a little break. Stop laughing about Grimey for a second and, you know, take a break. And then we're going back. Yeah.
And they did a great job wrapping up both these stories, like you said, with the Grimey of ending with the funeral, and then with the Bart factory story is like, the factory is demolished. We're done. Yeah. The rats are
Milhouse
gone.
Milhouse is wearing the oversized security with his cup of coffee. I loved how they wrapped up the B story. It was just like, we're done.
And when you announced this episode last week, I thought for like a second, I'm like, oh, what was the B story? And I knew right away. I was like, oh, Bart gets the factory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty impressive about a B story.
I actually knew the B story right away too. You said, Quiz bowl. What are people from Springfield called?
Springfielians.
In this episode, they were called Springfieldites.
Springfieldites.
Even though now you said that, I think I've heard them called Springfieldians again. We're going to go on to another quiz bowl then. What were some of the names? I think there was only two of them that Marge wanted on her personalized license plate.
Mitzi.
Yes.
And Marge?
Marjorie.
Marjorie.
And then he recommended, because she couldn't get Mitzi.
Nitzi? And she thinks about it?
Yes. Which, again, was a perfect intro to Bart walking. Because when Bart walks away from it, even just watching him, I'm like, yeah, please.
Let's cut away from it. Please, let's find something else. Yeah. And all right, so I took a page out of your book this week. And my last viewing, I turned the sound off and I watched the episode with the script.
Oh.
And it got to a Lenny part, which, once again, I love this line where Lenny's like, I'm Lenny. This is Carl and Homer. I'm Lenny. I don't know why that part sticks out to me. But I looked at the script, and in the script, it's Lenny Leonard.
He says it?
No, that's what title him. Sorry, on Simpson World, which I was watching. That's what I was watching on. They named him Lenny Leonard. So our poll was right. Everybody who voted for Lenny Leonard was right. Everybody who said Lenny Lenford was wrong. There we go.
Wrong. Yep, suck a lemon. I didn't get that on watching it from my VHS tape. That was very, very shaky and cut in and out. I didn't see the script part.
Here, can I ask you this question?
Okay.
So you know how Grimey throws the lunch away?
Yeah.
On the VHS part, so he starts walking away and Homer starts to grab the lunch from the wastebasket.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they cut that out on the reruns that you're watching on VHS. So the actual show, Grimey throws it away and starts to walk away and Homer goes into the trash can and Grimey turns back and Homer stops. And then he starts walking away again and Homer goes for the lunch again and he stops.
Oh, man. See, just for the listeners' sake, Stitches and I used to tape every Simpsons episode we could, especially the new ones. But we would also try to catch anything that was in syndication. And you and I always talked about that watching them in syndication is sketchy, right? Because they would cut it for time sometimes.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. But yeah, they would cut older episodes to fit more commercials in or whatever.
More commercials, so. Yep. I don't think the new generation is going to know what syndication is anymore, but yeah, it kind of... I was going to say it sucked, but at the time it was awesome, right? We got to watch Simpsons all the time, or a lot more, at least.
All right. One other quick nugget is Mr. Largo was in the auction room. That's weird, right?
Which one's Largo? He's
the band teacher from Springfield Elementary. Yeah. Or at least his character's there.
I thought I saw Ralph's mom in the... I noticed that there were a lot of women at the power plant for the the kids contest.
Right.
And I thought I saw Ralph's mom, which would have made sense. But she wasn't sitting next to Chief Wiggum. I don't know.
Get off the stage, sweetie.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yep. Two lines that I think this might be a segment, and I'm not going to name it yet. You can come up with a name for this segment. It's lines that Patches have stolen and thinks that are his own, but says all the time in his life. The one where Frank comes over to the house and Homer's showing him all the pictures on the wall. You've been to space? You've never been?
You've never been, yeah.
I try to bring that one in sometimes into my repertoire. And then when they... Grimey's complaining to Lenny and Carl about Homer, and I saw him sleeping and the hazmat suit hanging up or something like that. And Lenny goes, well, he had three beers at lunch. That would make anyone sleepy. I think I've used that one at my job before when, you know, people are like in the afternoon, if you're looking tired, like, yeah, you look tired. You're like, well, I shouldn't have had the third beer at lunch. Have you ever used that one?
I have. That one's a great line. But I think the "you haven't been" is kind of like it was probably like a pop culture thing that was going on. People would, you know.
It definitely is, but whenever I say it, I think of Homer saying it
right
during this episode. I really do. I like,
"You haven't been.
You've never been to space," you know, because that he's talking about space. It's like, no, you've never been.
Here's where I got a little nerdy, and I'm gonna go down this road. But you know when he's talking about all those pictures on the, you know, this is with me, with President Gerald Ford, Smashing Pumpkins. But the only thing that we've never seen was him actually hanging out with President Ford. Like we saw, you know, we saw him touring with Smashing Pumpkins. We saw him in space, and we saw him like walking to the house with President Gerald Ford, but never that interaction of them in the basement drinking.
That's pretty... Because they really make, at the end of the episode, that he's going to be friends with Gerald Ford. So I get it, but I'll give you a little credit. Because I'm like, well, we didn't see every, like that one scene of him in space was a different shot of him with potato chips and Smashing Pumpkins. But we did actually see him do that stuff. So I'll give you a little, it's still, I agree, it's pretty nerdy. I definitely don't try to take a nugget credit for that one.
I won't. I'll put it in my back pocket.
All right, one last quiz bowl. Before Homer nicknames him Grimy, he gave him a different nickname.
Stretch. Hey, Stretch.
Homer, I took the power to remember your name. Maybe you could. Sure, Grimy. I took the time to remember your name.
That is good stuff. So here's a little snooze from this week. And I don't know. Snooze. If it's snooze.
Snooze.
I just finished listening to Mike Reese's new book. I'm not getting paid for this, but Springfield Confidential.
And tell everyone who Mike Reese is.
Mike Reese is a writer for The Simpsons.
He was around like at the beginning,
yes,
right?
Yes, he was around at the beginning, and then he came back. Oh gosh, right around the Simpson movie, and he was a big writer in the Simpson movie. Anyway,
he wrote a book about.
It's mostly about The Simpsons. A lot of it's about The Simpsons. A little bit about what he did between The Simpsons and The Simpsons. But
his views on politics? Okay.
A little bit about that too. But it's like the Simpson book that I've waited for my entire life.
The like inside scoop.
The inside scoop. It's just good. So I finished it, and so I decided to tweet at him.
You what?
I tweeted at him.
With our podcast, hopefully?
With our podcast name, and I just let him know that.
So we tweeted at him then? Can we take?
We tweet. Yeah? Sure. You can have a little bit of credit. So we tweeted at him, and I had, you know, good things to say about the book, and then I had some things that I wanted to bring up to him, and then he liked my tweet. It really made my week.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So good for you, Stitches.
I thought I'd bring that up to you in the podcast, because
for the listeners, if they haven't got the picture drawn for them completely, I'm a stick in the mud. And you try to do stuff, and I normally make fun of you when you try to do stuff, right?
Right.
Nah. Yeah. But
if
I'm always happy when you try to do stuff and it works out. But then I will mock you later.
If I can get Mike Reese listening to our podcast, I mean, we're just one step closer to being Simpson characters.
Okay.
We could start a bowling team with Schmitty.
What?
Schmitty, remember the character Schmitty? You need it more Schmitty.
Oh, Patches, yes.
Patches, Stitches, and Schmitty on a bowling team.
Are you talking about like us being characters?
Yes.
Don't you need four guys for a bowling team?
Derail. That's where the writers come in. They can write somebody else.
We need a groundkeepers. If we're going to get on the show, we got to really pitch us hard. So it's got to be like a three-person. You like frisbee golf. How about we do something about me, you, and Schmitty are playing frisbee golf?
I like that. This is just going to turn into
I'm out. I'm already out, because then you would be just like talking about all this frisbee golf stuff, and I'd be like, oh, man. Stitches, we're on The Simpsons. Stop geeking out about frisbee golf stuff. And then Schmitty would get the laugh lines, and you and I would just be like,
we'd just be setting it up for Schmitty the whole time.
Oh, the whole time he'd be killing it. We'd be in the background arguing.
I already have our fourth. What happens if it was you, me, Schmitty, and Jacqueline?
No, there's awkwardness then. Because what happened if like one of us likes Jacqueline? She seemed like she was a nice lady. Schmitty gets in a fight, then does one of us have to step in, help the other one, or do we help Schmitty?
Does this count as a spec script for The Simpsons?
No. What does that mean? That scripts that they don't ever consider?
Yes.
I think that's what this is. All right, let's get back to the episode. I think we went a little off on the Schmitty. I think you're going to have to edit quite heavily. I did have one nugget. Did you see there was a softball sign up in the break room?
I did, and I couldn't catch any of the names.
Okay, so you are not going to give me full nugget, because I was going to stop it, but with the VHS tape and the wavy lines, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to read it. Another thing I did not stop at was when Homer turns to the pitcher Lenny and says, "Lenny, tell Mr. Burns I'm going home."
Yes.
Lenny signs a pitcher, but Lenny wrote something to Homer above that.
"Have a cool summer, Lenny."
Are you serious? Is that what he wrote?
Yes.
Cool.
I like that part.
How did you find that out?
I stopped it, because that's the other thing, is watching it online, it's all in HD. You're watching old SD Simpsons footage. It's gotta be hard on your old eyes.
Oh, I can barely see right now. So you didn't have to blow it up or anything? You could just read it? You stopped it,
stopped it, read it, good to go.
Took your note. You weren't gonna bring that up though. I had to bring it up.
That's true.
Did you see that the dog was at the funeral?
I did. That was a good tie in to the end.
I'm glad that they stuck with it.
You know, this episode, they did a lot of good stuff. Like, even early in the episode, the whole the pamphlet for the contest. Like, in earlier scenes, you can see that in the background. Yep. So they knew, you know, obviously they knew. And
obviously, since we've seen the episode before, the minute you see that, you're like, oh, yeah, I know what's going.
And then the other part that I was going to bring up about that is that I love how meticulously Grimey cuts the words out, and you think that he's going to, like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, he's going to, you know, paste something off so it looks like it hasn't been changed. But then he just leaves everything empty because he knows Homer's just going to.
I also noticed that. And that, again, brings you a little respect to Grimey, right? You're just like, okay, you knew you didn't have to try that hard because you know what you're dealing with. But what he didn't realize was that, you know, the end result.
Homer was going to smash it.
He was going to kill it because he put fins on the power plant and that reduced the wind resistance.
And the race stripes were pretty sharp.
They're pretty sharp. And he did actually use elbow macaroni that he had asked for. That's what I also agree. I like that he asked for elbow macaroni. And damn it, he used it on the model.
You know, for Homer, that was pretty good.
So let's get on with it. Showstopper.
Showstopper. I'll go first. I kick this around.
Switched
and
it.
I
taste it.
I'm gonna give it to Grimey.
You give it to Grimey.
I'm gonna give it to Grimey. I thought about that. There's no way that Grimey would ever get the showstopper for a show, but gosh darn it, he gets it this episode.
Okay. So I mean, we call it the Grimey episode, right? We call it Frank Grimes, Grimey. I could not give it to him. I had to give it to Homer. And I know that we're trying to avoid it, but you know why, right? It's like he was just nailing it. He just stopped the show on every scene.
Yeah. But without Grimey.
Grimey was good, but he was the setup man. He was just the guy there, you know, and so Homer could get the laughs. And Homer was just, he's just collecting them. He's just out there grabbing all the laughs and doing what needs to get done.
I just have more. I have more respect for the setup man, I guess.
I don't know what to say to that. I mean,
I tried to set you up. Obviously.
No. Well, there you go. I don't respect you. My rating, classic. Classic episode.
Without a doubt, a classic episode.
Ding, 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 ding. We have the first people. We have the first double classic episode in the history of the Patches and Stitches Simpsons podcast extravaganza.
I have my arms in the air in celebration. This is amazing.
Did you think I was going to falter?
No, no. If you didn't go with classic, I was going to rip you apart. This is in my top three.
Okay. Wow. I love this, but now that we talked about Grimey's son coming back, that did kind of take it down just an eighth of a notch. Because they did try to capture some of the Gloria, which, I mean, after so many years, they had to try it, right? They had to be like, oh, God, everyone loves Grimey. Let's bring back his son, you know, or something. But you have to give The Simpsons a lot of credit that they let this be what it should be.
And you got to rate each episode as its own episode. You can't rate it for all the ones that come after or before it. So
yeah, I agree. All right, here it is. We try to pick them on random. Stitches, pick a number 6 through 10.
7.
All right. We are going to watch season 30, episode 7.
Next. Are you sure? Did that already come out?
I did check. So I don't have the VHS tapes of season 30 yet. So I did check. Yes. Episode 7, did you say? So we don't have the title of it, but we have a couple of hidden agendas with the podcast. One of them's not hidden. We told you we want to be characters on The Simpsons show. We're hoping that someone hears this and hooks us up. Another one of my hidden agendas, though, is that I get people more excited about Simpsons again. And one of the ways that we can do that is if we talk about episodes that are occurring right now, not episodes that happened 20 years ago. So I think we're going to go back to season 30. What do you think?
It's happening now, people. Watch when you can.
I don't know if I've seen episode 7 either. You said you are keeping up with the current season?
I am, so I'm super excited because they've been good.
Okay.
But
you don't know what episode 7 is, do you?
I have no clue.
So, everyone, you can do it. Watch the episode. Listen to us next week. And we'll probably come up with a new segment by then. I don't know if you'll ever get another double classic from us either. What do you think?
I think you will, but we'll see if we pick it.
Yeah, we'll see if we'll watch that episode. Which one will it be?
All right. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Good luck.
Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast, Charles Ganza, is brought to you by the Patches and Stitches Family Foundation.
I'm Timmy O'Toole, and I'm stuck in a well.